Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged in the Austin area on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I am your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, July 27th through Monday, August 2nd. To access all event information in our podcast, please visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. It's our first podcast following our July break. Glad to be back after a bit of time for rest, relaxation, and rejuvenation. And hope you are able to make time to do the same this summer as well. Since it's my first podcast in 3 weeks, I'm going to keep it short and sweet while I get back into form. So let's get started. Our last podcast before our short break started with a focus on mental health, and we'll start there with this podcast as well. On Wednesday, July 28th at 6 p.m., there is a forum called Caring for the Caregivers, Child Care Wages and Health, to share outcomes of a community-based study looking at the impact of wages on the mental and physical health of workers in child care centers in Seattle, Washington, South King County, Washington, and Austin, Texas. Also, there is a forum on mental health on Thursday, July 29th at 1 p.m., presented by the Office of Minority Health at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services that will address the topic Trauma in COVID-19, Addressing Mental Health Among Racial and Ethnic Minority Populations. On the civic engagement front, there are opportunities to provide feedback on the city budget and on the city's redistricting process. There is a budget town hall on Tuesday, July 27th, hosted by the Austin Justice Coalition. And there are redistricting forums on Tuesday, July 27th, and Saturday, July 31st. Each of these events will take place at 6 p.m. There are a few opportunities to engage around issues relating to racial equity. With regard to housing, there is a forum hosted by the Council of State Governments Justice Center and the Corporation for Supportive Housing entitled Community of Practice on Creating Housing Opportunities for People with Justice Involvement, focused on strategies that local justice and housing leaders can use to collaboratively increase housing options for people with complex behavioral health needs, leaving incarceration, and/or diverted from the justice system. The group ABLA, Hispanic Advocates and Business Leaders of Austin, hosts its next Plática, or community conversation, centered around equity issues at Austin ISD. Superintendent Dr. Stephanie Elizalde and AISD Equity Officer Dr. Stephanie Holly are featured speakers. This is an in-person plática that takes place on Wednesday morning at 7:30 a.m. at Juan and Emilian Restaurant. You can also watch on Facebook Live on ABLA's Facebook page. With regard to equity in entertainment industries, the Austin Film Festival holds its next installment of its live roundtable on Wednesday, July 28th at 7 p.m. to highlight diverse voices, stories, and mediums. The event provides an opportunity to engage with diverse storytellers across many mediums, including film, gaming, theater, and more, for a discussion on the art of breaking in, finding the best platform for your story, and highlighting your voice. We move on to a few recurring events relating to the pandemic response. If you haven't yet been able to get vaccinated, there are many opportunities to just walk up and get your vaccine without an appointment. On our podcast calendar, in the Monday listing, we include the website where you can get information about getting the vaccine with or without an appointment. A check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response is hosted 2 times a week by the Community Resilience Trust. The check-in calls take place on Monday and Thursday at 9 a.m. If you felt out of sorts, confused, preoccupied, extra stressed, scared, lonely, anxious, isolated, or just feel like talking with someone about the challenges you are facing, you can call the YWCA Warm Line. The YWCA has a caring, trained team that offers non-judgmental and confidential support. No need to go through this alone. To speak with someone on the Warm Line, call 512-548-9922. I'll end the podcast by highlighting our own event, which is the release of the 2021 CAN Dashboard Report on August 4th. The CAN Dashboard is an annual community indicators report published by CAN, providing a snapshot of well-being in Austin and Travis County based on the analysis of 18 key socioeconomic indicators. The CAN Dashboard indicator data is presented in four domains: health, basic needs, economic and educational opportunity, and finally, outcomes relating to safety, justice, and civic involvement. This year's report also includes a reworking of the CAN equity analysis that usually accompanies the CAN dashboard into a CAN race equity action framework that highlights racial disparities with regard to a variety of outcomes and maps out the organizations that are actively working to address these disparities in our community. This new tool aims to increase understanding about the myriad ways that we, as individuals and organizations, may take a more proactive approach in advancing racial equity. We are excited to present these two resources that we hope community members and community leaders will use to increase awareness of and mobilization around the challenges our community currently faces. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.